Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, wake up people. I wanted to come in this morning and talk about something that is very, very prevalent in our society today when it comes to entrepreneurs and business. So let me just set the record straight. Today we're going to talk about entrepreneurship and millionaire status. Okay. Millionaire status, growth, things that it really truly takes to walk around and assume the title of entrepreneurship. So let's dig in. All right. So you have a business. You have a business. You may have been in business for about 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. Say you're making a good $5,000, $6,000 off of this business. Now we don't know if this is monthly, yearly. It takes a minute to get to the 10,000 mark, depending on your industry, depending on what it is that you're doing, how you're marketing, all these different things that you need to implement, right? Let's just be honest. It is not easy running and growing a legitimate business. So what I am learning is that there are too many of us who assume that, oh, well, if I'm gifted in several different things, I can do this, 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 and this, and that's going to make me a millionaire. I heard somebody say, if I have 7 streams of income, that makes me a millionaire. Let me just bust your bubble. That's a lie. Somebody lied to you somewhere along the lines of fulfilling your dreams and your goals and gaining your information, which I have no idea where someone would get that information from. But I'm here to tell you that it's incorrect. It's totally incorrect. When you have 7 streams of income, that does not automatically make you a millionaire. If you're only making $10,000 in one stream, river, whatever you want to call it, how do you compare that to millionaire status? If you're only making 10 in one, none in the other, it's really considered a hobby because it's not, you don't even have it officially set up. Do you have, let's just be honest, is it a brand? Is it a business? Is it a hobby? These are all the things you need to think about. If it's a brand, do you have your platform set up? Is there a website for it? Do you have prices in place? How are you marketing? Do you have an email list? Are you growing an audience? Are you going live? How do you expect to get the word out? Let's just go back to one. How do you expect to get the word out about this particular business? How's that going to happen? Are you just talking to people that you know to patronize and then you're dependent on them to patronize your business? Because if you're doing that, that's an absolute failure. Yes, let me just hurt your feelings a little bit. That's an absolute failure. Period, point blank. So here's the deal. In a nutshell, until you get to the point where you learn how to operate that one stream, meaning you have marketing tools in place, whether it's through social media, live stream, back in the day in the 80s before we had all the social media stuff, companies, large companies dependent on mail advertisement, sending stuff through the mail, physically being out and distributing flyers. You know, they call it a street team, and some entrepreneurs still use that. But we have so many different options now that we can utilize online, even as far as advertising. You have Facebook ads, Instagram ads, and all this stuff. And stop listening to people telling you that that stuff doesn't work. If you've never tried it, I mean, literally went, took a course, got the information, invested in learning how it works and how to work it. Don't assume that things don't work. That's another bad habit that we have in business. We listen to what people just tell us instead of going to find out for ourselves and having our own experience and then judging from that. Right? So let's go back with this one stream. If you have not put some things in place, you don't have systems in place, you don't have an audience, you don't have a opportunity, you haven't set up specific route that you're going to market this business. You don't have a plan, in other words. Let's just put that on the table. There's no plan. When you don't have a plan, how can you expect amazing results? So what, and I felt it was really needed to have this subject spoke about because I'm tired. I am so sick and tired of seeing entrepreneurs who want to yell and brag, oh, I'm an entrepreneur. And how do I know this so well, y'all? Because that was me. That was me about 2-3 years ago. That was me until I set my tail down, got in some of these webinars, took notes, did my research, did some reading, invested some money in some courses, and found out the truth that, guess what? You don't even have the right to use the title entrepreneur. Now, if we look in the dictionary, entrepreneur, I'm sure, is a person that has this idea, this da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When I say entrepreneur in this conversation, we're speaking about entrepreneur, business owner, because let's just be honest, people say entrepreneur because it says that they're making money through their own business, right? But a lot of us are not. We're making the money. There are people who are making the money, but not legitimately setting up the business, not legitimately running the business, not putting a plan in place. You don't already have a plan in place. You don't have a plan at all. You're just doing. So that can be considered a hustle, really, to be honest with you, or a paid hobby. You get paid for it every now and then. There's no plan set up. You have no lead magnets collecting email addresses. You're not attending events. You're not getting opportunities to speak. You're not putting yourself in position to get opportunities to go and speak at events that may be in your industry. If you're a publisher, if you're an author, if you are already a speaker. Did you not know that if you're live streaming on social media, across social media, that deems you as a speaker? You're speaking. There are opportunities that you're missing when you don't position yourself, period. So I'm finding too many entrepreneurs that claim the entrepreneurship title and I have a business title and they're actually selling products. I get that. But when I go to your, you know, if your audience is on Facebook, so let's just say it's some of y'all who are going live on Facebook, but then I go and I look at your IG, there's no link on your IG, there's no theme, there's no professional presence on your IG page. I'm just trying to understand. We have to stop skipping over stuff. Facebook is one platform. Is your business on Twitter? When I meet people now, when I meet entrepreneurs or they say they have a business, the first thing I say is, the first question I ask is, are you on social media? Are you on social media? And they say, yes or no. Yes, I'm on IG. Yes, I'm on Instagram. Yes, I'm on Facebook. And that's the first thing I do. I barely want to even take your business card. I love getting the business cards. But if you're on Instagram, I'd rather just go and connect with you there. But upon me going and looking, I'm looking to see what your presentation look like. That's just what I do. I'm just, you know. So when I see businesses, authors, publishers, coaches, whatever it is that you do, even if you have a product, right? Oh, it amazes me when I find IG pages that are set up professionally. When I say professionally, I mean, I can look at your page and see who you are and what you do, period. Now, you have some that have it really, really, really laid out, and those are my favorite. But then you have some who may really have a business, may really be selling a product, but you cannot tell from their Instagram page. And I just think it's such a disservice to not take advantage of the opportunities we have. This is 2019, y'all. We're going into 2020 in just a few months. We got to stop with the foolishness. So let me get back. Because y'all know I will go off into a whole nother thing. Everything connected to that one subject. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the entrepreneurs who are not getting these businesses legitimately set up and taking the time to grow that business and make sure everything in that business is functioning. I was just on a Periscope video with Felicia Day, and I'm going to give her a link at the end because she's an accountant. So she specializes in helping businesses grow. She specializes in making sure that your business can run on its own. All of this stuff we just don't think about because we're so involved in being what? An entrepreneur. Because we're so involved in, I make money, right? But then we don't have this in place. We don't have that in place. When I started to learn all these different things I was missing in my business, and look, I'm still implementing things. But right now, the way my platform is set up, you can go to one link and find everything and anything about me. I have my publishing site. I have my Beautiful Boss Magazine blog site. You can join my email list. You can download my free PDF with tips and valuable information. You can go to my IG and know who I am and what I do. You also can find valuable content on my IG page. When I go live, if you follow me on Periscope, I'm giving valuable content. So across the board, I can say I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do to position myself to grow. Still implementing things inside my business, still setting stuff up. I still need to add products. It's an ongoing thing, people. So to just say that you have 7 streams of income and that deems you as an official entrepreneur or business owner, and that is going to easily get you to your millions, is a bald-faced lie. So I just really wanted to set the record straight on that. Please don't be fooled out here. Don't get caught up in the titles. Do the work. Do some reading. Pinterest has plenty of information. There are so many platforms out here that we just totally like skip over. And, you know, we just, I don't know. Because I didn't understand what Pinterest was even for. When I finally tapped into that thing, I said, oh my God. Oh my God. One of the best social media platforms you can go on to do your research, to gather information in whatever field that you're in. It's so much out here, people. Again, we're going into 2020. I really feel like we are already in the millennium, right? And so we cannot be half-stepping when it comes to our business. We cannot half-step when it comes to really, truly getting to the millions. And I have gotten to a point in my entrepreneurship journey, because it's a journey, y'all, and I get it. It's not going to happen overnight. But what happens is when you consistently don't do the work, when you don't have the information and you're totally lost and you're just jumping up and saying, oh, I'm just believing in faith, There's no way you can believe in faith without doing the work. And doing the work means knowing what your business needs, how you're going to get to that specific goal. We can have goals all day long, okay? But until we have that information, take the steps, implement, plan, and execute, we are not going to have those results. So you are not going to get any closer to your millions until you sit down and take that one stream and implement all these things and set this business up for success. That is what I'm trying to get to. We are not setting our businesses up for success, period. We gotta stop this. So I want to give you her link. Her name is Felicia Day. She is actually on Periscope. She goes live on Periscope and Facebook, but I think mainly Periscope. And she has a challenge going for the women. This is specifically for the women. And it's called Know Your Numbers Challenge. It's bit.ly, Know Your Numbers Challenge. I joined the challenge. And when I tell you, she sends you emails every day telling you, I think it's a 15-day challenge, I believe, telling you different steps you need to take, things you need to do. And it's all pertaining to your business. And man, when I tell you, these emails have been so encouraging and inspiring. I'm like, oh my God, like when you really sit down. Now, again, she's a tax specialist. She is an accountant, certified, degreed. Okay. So she didn't just go and take a tax class. No, she knows exactly what you need to implement into your business, to be prepared for your taxes, to know exactly what to do with your money when it comes through the door. That's a whole different ballgame. Right. All these years we've been just using tax people. So she's amazing. So go to bit.ly/ Know Your Numbers Challenge. Don't wait too late. You want to sign up like ASAP because I don't know when she's going to do this again. All right. And then there's also, once you join, there's a private Facebook group that she has set up as well. But people, we got to get down to business. To operating real business, true business, and know exactly what's going on. You don't want to get into a position where you have an opportunity to collaborate, partner, or get a big contract, and you have to turn it down because you don't have your business set up appropriately. And you can't even handle the volume. You don't want to get to that point where you have to turn down opportunities. So let's do the work. Let's do the work. Let's stop walking around and saying what we, you know, we're believing for. And there's nothing wrong with believing, but let's do the work along with the talking about it. Let's go ahead and do the work. Okay. That is it. That's all I have. I pray that this information bless you. I pray that it got you to a point where you are more focused. Now you know exactly what you need to implement. Figure it, and you may not even know. Sit down with a piece of paper and decide, okay, what is it that I actually want for my business? What does my business need? What do my clients need? What should I be able to provide? What products do I need? What services? What content should I be putting out? Right? Time out for just posting anything on your Instagram profile. We need to be posting valuable content. We need to be following those who have content that we need. We need to be following those who are influencing us and inspiring us. Okay? That's it. That's all. Have a wonderful and blessed day, and I will see you next time.